We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze. There's
so happy you're with me. We have some really exciting things to share with you for the rest of today. And if you've missed the first hour, well, it's time for you to go to our websites, our family of award-winning websites at sabrams.com, where you'll be able to click on the archived audio of every show going back. You know, we're in our 17th year now. Can you believe that? We started our 17th year about a week ago. Maybe, oh, at this point, 2 weeks ago. And you'll be able to download from the podcasts at travelers411.com the audio, which will be there for 52 weeks. And 53 weeks from now, the newest show will bump off the oldest show, and you will no longer be able to download the audio. However, you can still hear it forever. Just go to sabrams.com, put in a destination, put in a brand name, put in some event, put in whatever the key words are that you think are going to help you get to all the information. And we've got photo galleries. We've got our forums at travelers411.com. And we create a directory for every one of our guests. And then, of course, you've got the audio, which is such an incredible, historic reference library of first-person information. Because I tell you the truth, I can't remember the last time I saw a movie that the critics hated that I agreed with. You know, sometimes I look, there's a new film out, and I love the actors or the director or the book it's based on or whatever, and it gets terrible reviews, and then we go see it, and I don't understand why it got terrible reviews. I loved it. And so, you know, if we're going to talk to people, I want to talk to people that have real experience with the place, which in general means the general manager, because there is nobody who knows more about a hotel or a resort than the GM. Nobody, not even the owners, because they're not on site all the time. And the GM is, who also eats the place, drinks the place, sleeps the place, inhales the place. It has to be the first passion or they can't do the job right. And like a friend of mine who was married to a doctor once said, when you see a good doctor, somewhere there is a family suffering. Because when there's a patient in trouble, it doesn't matter that it's your anniversary or your birthday or the child's play. It's like, oops, gotta go now. And to a large degree, that's the same relationship between the general manager of a hotel or resort and the resort or hotel. Because that's just how it is. The place is on fire, literally or figuratively. You can't just say, well, somebody will deal with it. Because that's where the buck stops. And so you'll find the interviews with executive directors, ministers of tourism, presidents of countries, royalty types, European royalty types, as well as Asian royalty types that we have over the last 16 plus years now. now in our 17th year, had conversations with that I think you will find incredibly interesting. One of the interviews you will find, the person we're about to talk with just recently listened to, and I haven't listened to it in a long time. But I remember it like I did the interview yesterday. Because the person I interviewed was Richard Kessler. And Richard Kessler is he's a genius in the hotel business. He is a visionary man. He was a delight to interview. His vision, his mission, his focus, and his ability to get things accomplished that fit his vision and his mission and his focus is incredible. And I have stayed at probably 4 to 6 of the Kessler collection of hotels. And each one has blown me away because of their uniqueness. Just incredible. Well, it turns out that one of their properties is the Beaver Creek Lodge out in Colorado. And I wanted to have them on the air. You may remember that last week on Travelers 411, while she was a guest at the Beaver Creek Lodge, I got Kendall Coren on the line with me to talk about her experience. And we're going to share a little bit of that with you before this hour is over. But she was just enthralled with the place. The artwork, being by the side of the creek, the whole ambience of the place, the service, the food. And we'll let you hear it in her words a bit later. But I wanted to get Kevin Shields, the general manager of Beaver Creek Lodge, on the air with us to really give us insights into the ins and outs of what the Beaver Creek Lodge is today, the direction it's going in, and why you need to consider it from so many places in the world you could be going, and so many options that could be available to you, and why you should be choosing this one. So we're going to hear it from the horse's mouth right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Yoga on the Lawn. Once again this summer, in collaboration with the Kripalu Center for Yoga and Health, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, is pleased to offer hour-long yoga classes on Saturday mornings and are available at no additional charge to Saturday morning BSO rehearsal ticket holders from July 14th through August 25th. For more details, visit tanglewood.org.
I have to warn you, I have an assistant with me in the studio today. Her name is Erin, E-R-I-N, Erin Go Woof. I tried naming her Bonnie Lassie because I thought that really fit her, but she didn't respond to that at all. But when we were playing with other names that might work better, and we picked Erin, she wagged her tail. I said, that's it, that's Erin. Erin is a liver and white, which is like a chocolate brown color, and white English Springer Spaniel Rescue. She'll be 4 years old next month. In about 3 weeks, she'll be 4 years old. We'll throw a party. Watch my Facebook. You can join in the party there. She knows I'm talking about her. She is so bright and so sweet and a little too subdued for a Springer Spaniel. So I think she's had a rough beginning. And we drove out to Ohio last week to pick her up. So we've got her barely a week now. And she's settling in quite nicely into the Abrams family. And at my studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, we are in a space that looks like the Today Show with the big windows and people going by outside. And there's a lot of people going by right now. She's watching them. I just wanted to let you know this just in case Erin Go Woof goes woof. And you'll know. But she is my assistant, and she's already started to take notes and write a blog. We have on the line with us Kevin Shields. He's the GM of the Beaver Creek Lodge. And you are located in Beaver Creek, Colorado, is it?
That is correct. We're in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Beautiful place, and thank you for having me on today.
The pleasure's mine. Would you fly into Denver, or is there a closer place to fly into?
There's a couple options there. Yes, you can definitely fly into Denver, large international airport, about 2 hours away from where we're at. There is an airport in Eagle, which is only 15, 20 minutes away from the property. And there's a third option that is 2 hours away going west, and that's Grand Junction, Colorado. It's a small airport, but gets a lot of flights from some connecting cities. I know Salt Lake's got a flight, L.A. We've got a few from the East Coast that come out here. So, you know, look at your favorite airline and see where they fly. But either way, even if it's a two-hour drive, it doesn't, may sound long, but it's a beautiful,
oh, it's a gorgeous drive. No, it's an absolutely exquisite drive and worth the effort. Eagle, who flies in?
We've got American, no, United, kidding. And they're adding more and more flights. It seems like every week we've got another flight coming in. So, yeah, make sure to check. The two big ones, American, United, definitely come in. But I know there's talks about a company called Southwest, I think most people know about.
Most people
maybe
know
picking
them
up some flights here, too.
Wow. Oh, that'll be huge for you.
Yeah.
That'll be huge. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come right back talking with Kevin Shields, the general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Don't leave me.
It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show brought to you in part by Malta, the Mediterranean island group where beaches, historic forts, the Cathedral of St. John established by the Knights, fabulous shopping, gorgeous seascapes, fantastic food, and wonderful people who are proud to share their island with visitors wait for you. Learn more at visitmalta.com.
Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have on the line with me Kevin Shields, General Manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Okay, let's get the vital statistics. Where were you before you came to the Beaver Creek Lodge?
I was in New York, actually, upstate New York.
Where?
Lake Placid.
Where?
Up at Whiteface Lodge.
How do you like that? We were just up in, well, the last couple of years we've made, I guess, last July and the one before that, we were at Lake Placid, and then we just came back a couple of weeks ago. Each time we've stayed at the Mirror Lake Inn.
And oh, yeah.
The reason we went back a couple of weeks back, and we actually went to do video footage for my new TV show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, and in a few weeks, probably sometime in mid-August, a program about Andrew Weibrecht, who you must have known about when you were there, because, you know, he's like, you know, the celebrity skier. He's a downhill racing skiing person who just retired at 32.
Yep.
And this year, regrettably, he didn't come home with the gold. We were hoping he would. But the last two Winter Olympics before this year in Korea, he brought home the first year a bronze medal and the second year a silver medal. And we were rooting for him to come home with the gold this time. But
It wasn't in the cards.
But, oh, what a great place.
Yeah.
Truly great place. So how did you get from there? Well, at least they knew when they hired you in Colorado, you weren't afraid of winter.
That's right. And I worked with our corporate director of human resources and chief financial officer at other companies throughout my career. So they knew me, I knew them, and there was an opportunity that existed. They knew I loved skiing and I loved the mountain recreation.
So they came to find you?
They came and find me, and kind of the rest is history.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long were you in Lake Placid?
I was only there about a year. Prior to that, I was in Park City, Utah, for 5 years.
Where were you in Park City?
I was in Canyons Resort.
I don't know that one.
It's one of the three mountains. So you've got Park City Mountain, you have Deer Valley, and then Canyons Resort.
Yeah, I know Deer Valley people. Ed Shepard, yep, over at, where is he at? He's at the Westin, I guess. And No, he's at the Deer Valley something something. It's all, I don't know. It's a long name. It's got four words in it. You can find it, though, people, if you go snoop around there. But what makes, I would imagine that in Colorado, you've got much higher mountains than you've got in Lake Placid, no?
Oh, yeah. And obviously, the weather is a little bit different. It's more desert, so it's dry. So whereas you're going to use really narrow and sharp skis in a place like Lake Placid, in Colorado and in Utah, you've got that light snow they call champagne powder. And so you're going to need some fatter skis to ski the different terrain.
Wow.
So it's not just the height of the mountain, it's also the quality of the snow that comes down.
Wow. I love the descriptive name.
Yeah, champagne powder.
I should, wow, that's whoever came up with that one deserves an award. No, that's that almost makes me want to go wallow in snow, which is something I prefer not to do. I mean, we live in the mountains in western Massachusetts. Our mountains really don't qualify as mountains. They're really hills because they don't exceed the tree line even. And that's one of the things that makes our fall foliage amazing, because not only do we have the variety of color that makes you think you're looking into a fireplace, from, you know, the golds and the yellows through the deep crimsons and reds and every color in between. But our mountains look like they're carpeted, even at this time of the year, you know, where everything's green.
Right.
The trees go up one side, and they go down the other side, and they look like somebody came through with a tree carpet and just carpeted the county, Berkshire County. But, you know, you've got some jaggedy, raggedy, sticking out full of craggy stone mountains happening there, no?
We do. There's some cliffs that come out. You know, we do get that beautiful Mother Nature's fireworks in the fall, where all the leaves start to change, the aspens start to turn.
Yellow.
So we get that beautiful color that comes in. But you're right, it's intermixed with some granite coming out, some different stone, which makes the mountains out here just majestic.
Yeah, but I got to brag on our foliage compared to your foliage in the fall. Because your foliage in the fall is almost all two shades of gold and yellow, and every once in a while something red creeps in, maybe. Whereas ours, honestly, is just the most amazing display, because we have so many different varieties of trees, as opposed to just, I think it's the cottonwood and the aspens you have?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous nonetheless. I mean, it's just, you know, sun gold everything. How long have you been out there now?
I have been out here at this property almost 7 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
I did take a bit of a reprieve. I stayed with the company and went out to Savannah, Georgia. We've got properties all along the East Coast. This is really right now only, this is one of our only Western properties.
Well,
at this
when
point.
You're talking about Savannah, we actually went to the mansion on Forsyth Park. Is that what it's called?
That's it. Mansion on Forsyth Park. And, then
and I interviewed
the
whoever was the general manager then. I interviewed him. I interviewed the chef. And we went over to see the, what's it called, the Riverside, the Riverfront, the River something.
The Bohemian Savannah Riverfront.
Right. It had just opened. It was only open a couple of months, so you can figure out more or less when that was that we were there. And we
were about 5 years ago.
When?
About 5 years ago.
I think it might be more than that, but okay.
You think so?
Yeah, I think it might have been more than that. But it feels like it was more than that. But time flies when you're having fun. And we were on a road trip so that we could do these things, because it's, you know, to try to get around to a whole bunch of places that are hither and yon, it's very hard to do flying. So we took a road trip. And then from there, we went to the Casa Monica in St. Augustine.
Oh, what a beautiful place.
Is that not amazing? It's like a museum.
And so much history. So much history in that hotel.
Yeah. And someplace else. We went. There was a hotel. I don't know if it's still in the group in Celebration Bohemian.
It's still in.
Oh,
it's
is
right
it?
There in the little town of Celebration, the Disney town, and it's a beautiful little property.
Yeah, you expect Pollyanna to start to come walking out of one of the houses in that community, because it's a
Absolutely.
Planned Disney community. It's amazing. Even the movie theater is amazing. And
yep.
all the little shops. I mean, the place is as cute as it could be. And then the downtown Orlando Bohemian, or Bohemian Orlando. The artwork in that place, I will never forget. Place
that
amazing.
Is an amazing property. It's one of the largest in our portfolio. It's the Grand Bohemian Orlando. It's right down there by the Staples Center.
And it's 15 minutes from all the Disney stuff. It's not like it's in an inconvenient place.
No, no, not all. It's in the middle of everything.
Well, you got to take a quick commercial break and come back. And I want to dive into talking deeply about Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado, with Kevin Shields. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
Colorado, Rocky Mountain High. I've seen it rain and fire.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel, Rumors, from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Biz Talk Radio.
Straight down the middle.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am really delighted to have Kevin Shields on the line with us. He's general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And I can't believe that for a year or more, he was practically our neighbor in the Adirondacks in Lake Placid, which is about, what, about a 2.5 hour drive?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
From the Berkshires? Yeah.
Yep.
You planning to come back east anytime soon?
Not to live, but definitely to visit. I love the Adirondacks. It's a beautiful, beautiful place. And so, and being there, living there for a year, it's got a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I can believe that. Well, I hope you'll let us know and that, you know, you'll come by our studio and we can have a chat face to face and then go have fun and drag you around Berkshire County and show off all the fun things there are to see and do here. So, do you think the winter months are considered prime season, or are you in prime season year round?
You know, it depends on who you're talking to.
Well, if you're talking to me, the winter months are not prime season.
it depends on what you love. And people say that they come out for the winters and they stay because of the summers. And, you know, we get a lot of skiers that come in. Obviously, that's the main attraction is the mountains and the skiing. But the summer is amazing. The weather is perfect and beautiful. If you love mountain biking, fly fishing, road biking, rafting, hiking, anything having to do with outdoors, this is the place for you. It's just absolutely incredible. And it's never at a loss for activity.
Wow. Well, you know, I had on Kendall Corin last week while she and her husband were guests of the Beaver Creek Lodge. And if you've just joined us, I'm talking with Kevin Shields, the general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And we're going to play before this hour is over part of the – I had her on for an hour talking about your hotel. And now, you know, when you're talking about a guest who's been there a day and a half, who you can invest an hour talking about a place that, you know, she's just pretty much checked into. But I think we're going to take a piece of the end of the interview we did with her. And so that you can hear a real live camper and her reaction. But one of the things she said, because did you hear it yet? Did you go listen?
I did. Was not able to listen to her interview, but it was a delight having her. She was definitely an exuberant guest when she left.
Yeah, no kidding. Can I tell you that one of the things she said was that they're planning to come back and they want to come back with their kids?
That's beautiful. I mean, it's a great family resort.
And isn't that the hallmark of an evaluation is, would you go back again? And I asked it blunt force, you know, would you go back? Oh, we're already planning. So, I mean, you know, there's nothing like a repeat visitor.
Right.
So let's talk about it from that point of view. When you look at who your guests are they? Who is your target market?
Well, it's all over the board. We don't have a specific, we don't narrow in on a specific target market. We're, like I said, we're a family resort. We're a couples getaway. If someone's coming out to do a golf outing with either the guys or the girls, it's a great place to do that. Like I said, there's
where's
never
the nearest
a
golf course?
Activity. There's beautiful, beautiful golf courses around here. There's one up here in Beaver Creek, and there's four more just world-class golf courses just here in the area.
Okay, so let me ask some specific questions on that because I have a ton of golfers in my audience.
Okay.
And we know that because every time we talk about golf, the visitorship to our family of award-winning websites spikes. So you say there's a golf course in Beaver Creek. Now, is that open to the public, or can you get papal dispensation for guests to play there?
It's definitely open to the public. So if you're staying here, you can definitely get on. It's very close. It's only a block away to get down to the clubhouse to start playing golf. And the other courses are literally 15 minutes away. There's three world-class courses just 15 minutes away.
Do you know the names?
Yeah, we've got the Sun and Elk, which is up in the Singletree residential area.
What's it called?
Sun and Elk.
Why can't I understand what that is? Do it again.
It's Sun and Elk. S-O-N-N-A-L-P.
Okay. Oh,
and
okay.
And then there's Red Sky. Red Sky is a beautiful, beautiful golf course. And and there's a couple of public courses, too, that are just down the way. And golf is very reasonably priced.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, golf is not an inexpensive sport.
No.
So, when you say, they're reasonably priced, that, well, I'm sure is picking up the ears of many a golfer because they are used to getting taken advantage of.
and having all those courses so close, if you spend, two or three days out here, you're going to get, and each has a unique experience. So it's just it's a wonderful, wonderful mix of different types of courses.
Wow. Okay. So, and I'm going to guess some Frenchmen named the, or else some Swiss people named the first course, Sun and Alp.
Yeah, more than likely. And then there's another one down the road, Arrowhead, beautiful course.
Wow. Well, golfers, I don't play golf, but I know so much about the sport because I interview so many golf pros and owners of clubs. And I don't mean owners of golf clubs. I mean owners of golf courses.
Right.
Yeah. Golfers get bored playing the same course every day. When they're on a holiday, they like to have the opportunity to play different courses and to have four golf courses within 15 minutes of where you are and one down the block, for heaven's sakes. I mean, that's fantastic.
It is.
Well, let's talk about the property itself, the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. How many accommodations do you have?
We've got 72 hotel condo units. Each unit it's got a one bedroom and a living room to it. So the reason we're so popular is because the rooms are sized. It's not a typical hotel room. In the living room, the couch will fold out into a sofa sleeper, which is great for a family because mom and dad have their own bedroom. The kids can have the living room. And so it's a very, very comfortable accommodations. On top of that, we also have large residential units. And by large residential units, I mean units that are 2,500 square feet that are three bedrooms, full kitchen, living room, study, that have beautiful views up on the mountain.
Wow. Oh, that sounds gorgeous.
And these are $7 million condos that people can rent and come stay in.
Wow. Wow. That's impressive.
And, another thing about the property, and this is kind of, I think your listeners are going to get the first word on this, is all of our other Kessler properties are part of what's called the Marriott Autograph Collection. So the Autograph is a very, very unique experience for visitors and guests because each property is just a bit different, a bit unique to provide a different experience for the guests. And we're getting ready to participate in that right now. So we're in the middle of going through a renovation that will be complete in November, redoing all the furniture, the fixtures, the equipment, the lobby furniture, the gallery, which is common for all of our properties. So anybody that's either a Starwood or a Marriott points member will have the opportunity to both earn and redeem points at this property, which is going to be amazing for all the stakeholders involved.
You see, the people at Marriott were very clever. They recognized that there is value in hotels and resorts that are not cookie cutter, chrome and glass kind of places, where people are interested in staying in places that are truly unique unto themselves. And somebody at Marriott came up with the idea of the autograph collection, of taking really special, unusual, unique, often historic, but not always, sometimes very contemporary, but truly unique properties, and putting them together in a group. But they didn't want to start from scratch with just, you know, the first hotelier who signed up. And they got together with Richard Kessler, boy genius in the hotel industry, and the first 10 properties that started the charter membership in the Marriott Autograph Collection was the Kessler properties. And so, and then somewhere down the line, the Algonquin in New York City became a member, and I've been in many, many properties since then, places that I always love that are now part of the Marriott Autograph Collection. So I am delighted to hear that the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado is part of that. We have to take a quick break. We're going to come back right back. Don't leave me. We're talking with Kevin Shields, general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado.
The greens were never greener, and I was never keener to play.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshires, presents an unforgettable season of entertainment. This summer, Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the BSO in timeless classical masterpieces, highlighted by some of Leonard Bernstein's greatest works. Don't miss the Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you ever spread rumors? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Since its publication, my new novel, Rumors, has consistently received 4- and 5-star ratings from book reviewers and smashing comments about it being a juicy intrigue, a fast-paced read worth rereading, and a compelling story filled with love, lust, mystery, greed, and a whodunit, all wrapped up in rumors that sweep through a community. One review starts out with the words, "Holy wow." You can find Rumors in print and ebooks at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and booksellers globally. The first copy of Rumors was sold in Australia last month. You can read the first 7 chapters by clicking on Rumors' book cover at Amazon, which you can reach directly by going to sabrams.com/rumors. That's sabrams.com/rumors. Rumors. Read it or we'll start rumors about you.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Golf is such an easy game.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
You got a putt like Jack.
Well, we're going to do something a little unusual. We're going to end up this hour talking with Kevin Shields, the general manager of the Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And then we are going to replay the last part of the interview we did last weekend with Kendall Corin, who, with her husband, was visiting the Beaver Creek Lodge, so you can get a little bit of insights into that. And then we go off into the third hour of the show today. And we're going to do that after we just find out from Kevin. What haven't I asked you in the next minute and a half that you can share with us that we ought to know? And what message do you want to leave with our listeners, Kevin?
Oh, Stephanie, I think we've covered quite a bit, everything from our demographic to the exciting information that's happening here at the property.
Well, then let me ask you, you know what I'd like you to just address before you just give the final come on out and see us?
Talk
about food.
Oh, my gosh. So food is such a big deal here in Colorado. I mean, you've got the trend right now is everybody that comes out, they either want to eat or drink something that is from the area, the region. And in our restaurant that we have upstairs called Revolution, our chef slash owner, Riley, does everything from an organic standpoint. All the meat that he sources is all Colorado, whether it's the lamb, the beef, the pork, everything is, you know, definitely highest grade quality. No chemicals, nothing added to any of the fruits or the vegetables that he serves.
Go you.
So,
you rock. We're very glad to hear that because and we have, even in our family and our extended family, we are very concerned about what we are consuming, and I think more and more people are, so that is great news to hear. Well, you're going to have to come back again because there's so much more we have to talk about that we haven't hit upon at all.
Oh, I'd love to. I would love to.
Well, I'm going to follow up with you. We're going to have you back again because I really want you to walk us through the property and, you know, through the bedrooms. And, I mean, my gosh, I mean, the way you've described them, they're the kind of places you move into, you don't want to leave. So
you don't.
We're going to end this hour with a reprise of Kendall Corin sharing her experience at the Beaver Creek Lodge. And then we go off for the next hour, so don't leave me.
Traveling soon? Got questions? Email Stephanie at stephanie@sabrams.com. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams and traveling companion David Isby.
Okay, so here's the dangerous thing. If you are willing to sit in a group of people or at a meeting or whether it's a social or business or family gathering and somebody says something and you are embarrassed to ask what is that and what does that mean because you think everybody's going to think you are really dumb, then get over yourself. Because the only way you're going to ever learn anything is if you ask a question. And regrettably, yes, there are some really stupid questions. And I have heard them. So don't think there aren't stupid questions. There are stupid questions. But if, and I'll try to think of one or two before we're done here so I can, I know one I can share with you immediately. But there was another one recently that I heard that was like, oh my, did you really ask that? But I can't think of what it was for the moment. It'll come to me about 3 o'clock in the morning. But when you hear something and you want to know what that is, ask. So in the last segment, we've been talking delightfully with giggling Kendall Coren, who's on the line with me, having a wonderful time that she's interrupting so that she can talk with us at her visit at Beaver Creek Lodge in Beaver Creek, Colorado. And she was explaining that the artwork is just everywhere. Now, this is a Kessler Collection hotel, and that part of their signature of their brand is the amazing artwork that you see at every property. And I'm talking serious gallery quality. Some of it is museum quality. It's so fine. Artwork. And you can spend hours just walking the halls of the hotel looking at on each floor because like some hotels where they put everything in the lobby, you know, in the public rooms, in the dining room, and then they forget about the floors and the hallways leading to the rooms. No, 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 not at Kessler Hotels. It's amazing. Really, go check out where their places are. Go treat yourself. But she said you go up in the elevator and there is this like an atrium effect or something, and you can look over and see down, and there are repellers. Okay, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I
think you don't actually have to go in the elevator. You can see them from the art gallery that's on the second floor, but you can also catch them as they make their climb up the wall.
So what is a repeller?
A repeller would be someone who is going to climb a mountain.
A person?
A person who's going to climb up a mountain with their ropes and their clamps and... In the case of the Kessler artwork, they've got them where they've strung their ropes across open expanses, and they've connected to other parts of the railing or just outside the railing. And they've got a number of these climbers, and they're made in iron, and they just look really neat. So it adds a fun flair to the Colorado atmosphere.
Okay, hold on now. So let me get this straight. So what you're looking at are artistic interpretations out of iron of people who would be mountain climbing.
That is so.
So it's not real people who are out there doing this, although that would be something, wouldn't it?
It's not real people, and they are not, in fact, rappelling down the wall. They are climbing up it with their ropes and their clamps.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. So are they done like silhouettes, like outlines, or are they done like mannequins, like full bodies?
Oh, no. It's like a 3D mannequin.
Wow.
And it's really neat.
How many of these things are there?
Gosh, maybe five or six. They climb up. They give the illusion of climbing up the floors.
So how tall is the building?
I think it's four floors.
Okay, so you're on the first level right beside the creek?
On the third level.
On the third level.
Uh-huh.
So how are you next to the creek on the third level? Just because you can see it? Or is the hillside moving up?
Just because I can see it. It's a lovely view. I think this is the perfect spot to be. There's a bridge. It's got flowers, potted flowers on either side. And the creek's just running through. As I'm talking to you, I'm just sat here watching it flow. And it's just... pretty wonderful.
Well, it's mesmerizing.
It is.
Well, have a safe and happy visit and a safe and happy trip home, and you and I will talk again soon. Meantime, people, we've come to an end of this hour, but we've got another hour to go. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.